and welcome to Broadcast Urantia. My name is Jay, and today our guest is Ken Wilson, the author, site creator of thetruthsofalltruths.org. Ken, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Can we just maybe jump right into this? Tell us a little bit about yourself, a little background information, and a little bit about your site and your views. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll start a little bit with the history of how the site came into being.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I was a Christian Bible believer for the first 30-some years of my life. You know, I pretty much followed the Bible and lived a Christian life. And due to some events in my life, you know, things started changing and things stopped making sense for me. And I started questioning, well, there's got to be something more than just what I'm reading here, because, you know, it didn't make sense. You know, the whole creation theory just didn't quite gel with me. And I started, you know, basically falling away from Christianity and trying to figure out some other logical scenario. Due to my career in the U.S. Air Force and other things, I'd always been interested in UFOs and aliens and had some insight into that. So I started studying those a little more heavily and then trying to figure out, you know, what was the relationship of all of this and how did the aliens play a role and things like that. One of the very first books that I ever read on the subject was a book by Rael, or Claude Vorlon, who goes by Rael of the Raelian movement. He had written a book about allegedly meeting an alien being on a flying saucer, and then the alien being told him all about the story of creation in the Bible and what the truth of it was, and told him about, you know, the different plural references in the Bible, how it referred to aliens, that we were all created by alien beings, mm-hmm. and the book of Genesis was referring to alien beings, and the whole history of the planet and how alien beings had influenced it and basically some other things. And he allegedly told about how the alien had taken him to his planet and explained how humans are created and you know, things like that. So that was kind of the jumping off point for me. I'm like, well, maybe this is it. Maybe we were just created by aliens and we were just a scientific experiment. So that kind of got me off onto the research point of studying alien creation theory and trying to make sense of it. From there, I read, you know, the common books by Eric von Daniken of Chariots of the Gods and his other works, talking about the archaeological aspect of aliens and where did these ruins come from in South America that contained all this advanced technology, looking stones and writings and carvings and things that didn't make sense. And what about the stuff in ancient Egypt that, you know, looked like it came from an advanced technology and an advanced civilization, mm-hmm. you know, and it didn't make sense. You know, maybe this was all pieced together somehow by the aliens and by the alien creating humans and having the influence on human history and things like that. So that was the basis, early basis of my theory of alien creation was, you know, taking the different references from the different books I'd read and then formulating them into my own mind of how things work and trying to add some evidence to that. But, you know, and all of that was going really well. And I thought that I was putting things together and making sense of it all. And, you know, it looked like, you know, things were making sense. But at the same time, I couldn't deny that there was a voice in the back of my head that kept saying, you know, hey, there is something to religion. It's not just a bunch of nonsense. You know, there really is, you know, there really is a God. There really is beliefs that you should have. You know, why don't you come back to religion and research that some more? So, mm-hmm. you know, I entertained those voices in my mind, and I started researching the different religions. I read the Quran. I read the text of the Baha'i religion. I read, you know, a lot of pieces on different religions, Hinduism, Buddhism, all kinds of different religions, and basically found that they all had a similar theme. You know, there was plural references in the Quran about multiple creators creating humans. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the religions had legends of gods from the sky, or people worship gods that came from the sky, and you know, they all had the same commonality of you know, having a central prophet figure who wanted humans to live an upright, moral, clean life, and that you know, humans were created to serve God and things like that. It, you know, it almost was corresponding to some of the alien and UFO stuff, but it just didn't fit. You know, there was too many missing pieces and too many things that didn't quite make sense. So it was about that time that I found the Urantia book. And, you know, for me, it was like trying to figure out a VCR and then finding the owner's manual. You know, everything just clicked. Everything made sense. Everything came into perfect picture. And, you know, all of the pieces from the alien creation theory and all the pieces from the religious studies, it all gelled perfectly into one. You know, evolution, religion, philosophy, science, you know, there it was, all right in front of my eyes, and it just all kind of fell into place. And I'm like, wow, you know, I got to tell somebody about this. You know, this has been an amazing journey. It's been an amazing discovery. And I think I have a unique perspective on it. I need to build a website and start, you know, putting my theories down on paper so other people can read them and comment on them and give me their feedback. So that's basically how the website came into being. You know, I continue to study the Urantia book and how it correlates with history and evolution and you know, the Lucifer Rebellion and Caligastia and how they created advanced humans. And then, you know, it was against God's will, and the advanced humans that allegedly made the city of Atlantis and things like that, they were all destroyed. And then we have the missing link of evolution, the time period where, you know, seemingly nothing happened, which was, you know, part of the whole Lucifer Rebellion and how it all ties together, and all the material beings mentioned in the Urantia book that were the aliens that came here and left all the archaeological evidence behind. You know, it's, it's basically just falling into perfect place for me. And like I said, the site is a work in progress. As I learn more and read more of the Urantia book and put more pieces together, I continue to make changes and additions and to really get my theories and ideas, you know, polished down to something that's really truly believable to someone who's reading it for the first time. You know, this was a long, many year process for me, but my goal for this website is for someone, whether they be a Christian, whether they be a scientist, whether they be an atheist, whoever, to read this and to say, wow, it all makes sense. So that's kind of the history of my site, and that's kind of where it's been going for now.
Yes, the site is thetruthofalltruths.org. Very interesting indeed. This rail sounds a lot like Michael in a way. Michael from HelloEarth.info apparently was taken by some beings to the planet Saturn, where there's a sphere apparently orbiting. Have you had a chance to take a look at that? And what are your thoughts?
I've read the stuff on your site about the sphere around Saturn and the architectural sphere, and it really does correspond to what's in the Urantia book. And I think, you know, if you, I don't know whether you're involved in the teaching mission or the correcting time mission of the different groups around the world who are basically channeling the different beings from the spirit world, and these beings are actually telling them as to what's going on now, because, you know, after all, the Urantia book was written, you know, in 1935 or somewhere around there, and there's a lot of stuff that's happened from now until, from then until now, and things that are going to happen this year and the next year and the next year. And, you know, a lot of those things is, you know, definitely correlated to having an architectural sphere located somewhere near Earth, because, you know, the bestowal of the magisterial sun, the return of the magisterial sun, you know, Melchizedek is supposed to return any time, any day, according to the Urantia book, you know, and these beings would have to have some sort of staging point, some sort of thing in our, you know, galaxy that says, okay, we're, this is the planning area. You know, we, for example, you know, you mentioned the Reserve Corps of Destiny. You know, these, allegedly since 1935, there's been at least 1,000 people or more involved with these beings who are planning, you know, the end of our dispensation, our current age. And, you know, whether that age ends this year or 50 years from now, you know, it's going to require coordination with humans. It's going to require, you know, intervention with the spirit world and the human world and the material world. So, yeah, your architectural sphere orbiting Saturn makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, you brought up a good point. I mean, it would seem logical to have a sphere stationed within our solar system, considering the fact that we had the creator sun who incarnated himself here. It only makes logical sense to have that around within our solar system, especially if there's going to be these beings coming back as well. Some pretty big objects around the sun. I don't know if you're familiar with that, if you heard about that, Ken.
Well, I tell you what, I started noticing that about 3 or 4 years ago when I lived in New Mexico. I lived way out in the country where there was no city lights, and I could go out and see that there was a star that's continued to be brighter and brighter and brighter. And even now, today, living where I live, I can go out, about 7 o'clock in the evening, and even before the sun sets, there is just this super incredibly bright star that just outshines every other star, and it seems to be getting every year bigger and bigger and brighter and brighter. And I wish I could afford a really powerful telescope so I could, look at this thing closer. But it's definitely something that is coming closer, and something that is probably going to play a part in our future.
I noticed on your site you have that picture on the page UFOs in the Bible, that one particular ship. It's the triangular shape. Do you have any thoughts on that? The one with the three lights and the one in the center. That's a pretty famous sighting there.
Like I said, I was in the Air Force for quite a while, and I didn't have access to the high levels of the things that a lot of people had, but I did perchance see a few drawings of triangle shaped craft, and I did talk to some other people who actually were in the know, and they basically confirmed the existence of the TR-3, that it was anti-gravity and that it flies in and out of space on a regular basis, and that it was basically came from the technology of the UFO in Roswell. The whole story of Roswell, my whole theory on that has changed, and I hope to add that to my site here shortly. But the fact that the craft that we have today, in the U.S. military, that are anti-gravity and that fly through space is quite amazing, and how that came into being is also pretty amazing.
Well, Ken, it was really nice. I hope you'll come again. Thank you.
No problem, man. Anytime you would like to do a part two, just send me an email and we can set it up, and we can go into more depth. I'd love to talk more about the Urantia book and talk about the spiritual side of things, and basically just talk about all the other things that are on my site, and some of the things that are on your site as well. So
Yes,
feel free
definitely.
to email me.
Well, thanks again. Take care now.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.